Stevenson University and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Mustang Soccer. This multimedia broadcast is available online and on your mobile device and is powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, Buffalo Wild Wings, and SFMSports.net. Now, Mustang Soccer.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Mustang Stadium on the campus of Stevenson University in Owings Mills, Maryland, for this afternoon's men's soccer contest between the Mustangs and the Pioneers of William Patterson University. I'm Jeff Hummel, welcoming you to Owings Mills on a sunny Sunday afternoon. We'll get to the Mustangs in a second, but let's preview the visitors first. They come in today with a 3-3-1 record, having come off a scoreless tie against ranked Salisbury yesterday, a 0-0 tie for Brian Wood's squad, and they picked up their first tie of the season with that 0-0 tie. So they're at 3-3-1 on the season. Brian Wood's in his 23rd year behind the bench of the Pioneers. For the Mustangs, they have won 7 games in a row, one shy of the school record set back in 2005. Yanni Sarriargo scored his 6th career game winner and 4th fastest goal in school history last Wednesday in a 2-0 win at Newman. Coach John Plevyak's squad 8-1-0, as I mentioned, 7 wins in a row, looking for 8 today at home as they start a 5-game homestand today against William Patterson University. So we'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll bring you the tale of the tape and players to watch for this afternoon's contest between the Pioneers and the Mustangs. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
What does it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to an ordinary day? It means your family's celebrating the 5th of July. It's turning the living room floor into the best seat in the house. Or spending a weekend losing your voice while finding it. It means sitting down with a delicious Coke and interrupting the interruptions. After all, there are 364 other days that would love some fireworks. So grab an ice cold Coke and make any day a holiday. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Follow Stevenson University Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Go Mustang Sports. Check out videos, audio features, and the latest updates from Stevenson University's 27 sports, powered by GoMustangSports.com.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
The Coca-Cola All-Access pregame show continues on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium, everybody. Getting set for today's contest between the Mustangs and the Pioneers. Let's take a look at the tail of the tape for today's game. The Mustangs coming in 8-1 on the season. Pioneers 3-3-1, and you can see the Mustang offense doubling up on William Patterson in average on the season. 3.2 goals per game for the Mustangs, just 1.6 for William Patterson. Shots 159 overall for the Mustangs, 88 of them on goal. 117 for the Pioneers, 62 on goal. That's a shooting percentage of 18.2 for the host, 9.4 for William Patterson. Saves relatively low for both sides, the Mustangs having made just 29 on the year and just 19 for the Pioneer netminders. Corner advantage nearly double for the Mustangs, 70-39. And the foul count, the Mustangs can get pretty hard there as they go against their opponents, committing at 111 fouls so far this season, 69 fouls committed for the Pioneers. Let's take a look at the players to watch for today's game. For the visiting Pioneers, take a look out for number 10, Juan Londano. He was a transfer from County College of Morris, where he competed for 2 seasons, all-state, all-county, and all-conference selection at Morristown High School, registering 7 goals and 11 assists. On the season so far, he's made 7 starts, 3 goals, 2 assists, leads the team with 22 shots, 12 of them on goal. for the Mustangs. Keep a lookout in between the sticks. It'll be Ryan Callanan getting the start in goal. The 5'11 junior for Edison, New Jersey. He'll make his ninth start of the season, coming in today's contest with a respectable 117 goals against average, 7.43 save percentage, and 2 shutouts on the season. As a sophomore last year, Ryan appeared in 8 of the team's 20 games, making 5 starts and registering 31 saves. So his presence between the posts will certainly be helpful today as the Mustangs look to get their 8th win in the row, going to 9-1 on the season if they can beat the Pioneers today here at Mustang Stadium. Take another quick timeout, and we'll bring you back for the start of today's match between the Pioneers and the Mustangs here in Owings Mills. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Nothing means it's game day like ice-cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
What about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
There are podcasts. Then there are podcasts.
The Baltimore Orioles seem to have a tight grasp on the AL East.
I love the fact you didn't mention the Boston Red Sox, all tucked away down there.
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Dean Ambrose is becoming a greaser.
Like them on Facebook or follow them on Twitter at BSportsFree, the number 4-all.
I'm Ray Atkinson.
I'm Josh Hall.
The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, exclusively on SFMSports.net.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland, and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Back to Mustang Soccer on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to Mustang Stadium. Just minutes away from kickoff between the Pioneers and the Mustangs. Mustangs at 8-1 on the season. Pioneers at 3-3-1. As I mentioned, the Pioneers coming into today's game, 3-3-1 mark. Their last game at Salisbury was a scoreless tie, and they've gone 2-2-1 in their last 5 games, including a win over King's College. That was a 3-2 victory back on September 16th. And then against John Jay, another 3-2 win. And before that, 2 straight losses on the road at Haverford and at Scranton. So the Pioneers coming into today's contest, 3-3-1 on the year, looking to get up back above 500. For the Mustangs, as I mentioned, 7 straight victories in a row. Last game at home was a 4-1 win against Gwinnett Mercy back on the 13th. A game last time out at Newman, that was a 2-0 victory. Then wins over Pitt Greensburg in overtime. A home win against Rosemont, that was a 5-0 shutout back on September 8th. And in Lancaster Bible on September 11th, a 4-3 win. So the Mustangs 5-0 in their last 5, 8-1 on the season, looking to improve to a school record 8 wins in a row. That was set back in 2005, and the Mustangs looking to equal that here today in Owings Mills. Starters for today's game, let's start with the visiting William Patterson Pioneers. In goal, number 00, Mike Diachason. The Pioneers going with a 4-4-2 formation, starting with Aiken Pierre, Marcus Hackett, Tyler Bird, and Justin Russell on the back line. In midfield, George Bartis, Kristen Noel, Carlos Arevalo, and Rafael Marquez. And the two forwards up front, Jason Padilla and Surinder Krimpuri. For the Mustangs in goal, it's Ryan Callahan, number 00, making his ninth start of the season. He started all but one game for the Mustangs so far this season. They'll go starting out with a 3-5-2. Jonathan Hart, Adnan Alik, and Jacob Russ in the back line. Midfield of Adam Diabagati, Zach Martin, Andrew Garner, Cameron Wilson, and John Grant. And Yanni Seraglo and Lorenzo Wright up front for John Plevyak's squad this afternoon. As I mentioned, the goalkeepers, Callahan in net for the Mustangs, 5'11 junior from Edison, New Jersey, ninth star of the year, 117 goals against, 743 save percentage, and two shutouts on the season. Mike Diachason for the Pioneers, 5'11 sophomore from Nutley, New Jersey, a sixth start of the season, 135 goals against average, 647 save percentage, and one shutout on the season. It's a nice day here in Owings Mills for a Sunday afternoon. The sun is out and no precipitation in sight. Partly cloudy skies as we open the game today. And temperatures in the mid-70s, actually 79 right now. Partly sunny skies. Forecast warming up to about 82. And there's a little breeze, just a slight gust coming out of the south-southeast at 1 mile an hour. So we should have some good conditions here at Mustang Stadium as the hosts go for their ninth win of the season and eighth straight here at Mustang Stadium. Officials for tonight's contest, Mr. Corson Fiddler is our center referee. John Patanzo and John Dubrow are the assistants for today's contest as both teams huddle up for some final instructions, and we should be in for a good one as the Mustangs look to go 9-1 on the year and look to tie the school record with their eighth straight win of the season if they can get it here at Mustang Stadium, the record set back in 2005. So everything has gone to the Mustangs' plan so far this season. Just the one blemish on the year. That was a 3-2 loss against St. Joseph's in their second home game of the season this year. Mike Diachason in goal for the Pioneers. Ryan Callahan for the Mustangs. They both wear 00, and they'll be looking to post some zeros here today as both of them have shutouts on the season. Callahan with 2, Diachason with 1. And the Mustang gets things underway. They'll be going from left to right to start this first half. They're in the home white with the green numbers. William Patterson in the gray uniforms with the orange shorts. And an early attempt there by the Mustangs, handled well by Mike Diachason. Pioneers 3-3-1 on the year. Mustangs 8-1. Mustangs looking for their eighth straight win, which would tie a school record. Pioneers looking to attack on the right-hand side. Flicked away there by Grant. And looking up to midfield for Yanni Seriarglo. Yanni makes a turn at the center circle. Going left-hand side for Alik. Back to the defensive line. And Cameron Wilson will play it back. Right side here for Jonathan Hart. Finds Wilson. Flicked ahead looking for Diabagati. Canceled out there by Krimpuri. Here's Rafael Marquez for the Pioneers. Back to Krimpuri. Left-hand side. Flicked on there by Jason Padilla, and then scooped away by John Grant to the left side. Square ball to Seriarglo, and then touches it back to Garner. Shadowed well by Chris Noel. Ahead to Lorenzo Wright, and then Seriarglo again. Left-hand side. Too far and out of play for a Pioneer throw on the far side. William Patterson 1-2-1 on the road this season, and they've played three overtime games in their last four games. This is actually the first meeting all time between the two schools. Mustangs 3-1 at home this season, outscoring opponents 12-4 here at Mustang Stadium in 2014. That ball gets past a leak, actually came off his head, and a Pioneer throw upcoming on the far side. Picked off momentarily by Martin, and he collects. Works up the left wing side. Gets rubbed off there near the end line. It'll be a foul against William Patterson. And a free kick the Mustangs' way. 2.5 minutes gone here in the first half. Just underway from Mustang Stadium. Beautiful day for soccer. Sunday afternoon at Mustang Stadium. The Mustangs looking to pick up their eighth consecutive victory which would tie a school record set 9 years ago. Free kick just inside the Pioneer half. Another look at that foul against Martin. Pushed out there as he was rubbed off the ball. And now the ball moved back to midfield as Alik will take the free kick. Looping it to the edge of the penalty area. Gets past everybody. Then flicked on by Justin Russell. Gathered by Garner. Looking right side for Diabagati. Diabagati with a nice turn. Outside penalty area, looking to cross. Came off of Krimpuri. Out of play for a Mustang throw. Mustang throw deep in Pioneer territory here on the near side. Another look here at the work by Diabagati. Garner with the long throw. Got past everybody. Flicked on there at the end. Then a bicycle kick. Took a shot off Diachason, and he deflected it onto the crossbar. Well, an early attempt there by the Mustangs. And almost a 1-0 lead early. Right off the throw. It got over the head of Wright. I couldn't tell exactly who got that overhead kick, but it deflected off the hands of Diachason and then right onto the crossbar and out. So an early strike there for the Mustangs. Almost a goal to the good in just under 4 minutes. Throwing up coming for the Mustangs. Another look at that attempt, and we'll see who got on the end of it here. The header got flicked on there. And then the overhead by Sari Arglo it was, and he hit it off the hands of Diachason and onto the bar. Acrobatics by Yanni, and he almost put it in. Here he is now on the ball, looking left-hand side for a leak. Gets the cross in, looking for Diabagati. Flag is up for offside, and referee Fiddler spots it. It'll be a free kick coming William Patterson's way. Left side here is Krimpuri, or check that Russell. Back to his defensive line for Tyler Bird. Back to the left for Russell. Looking to advance upfield. Good ball up ahead, looking for Padilla. Runs up to the end of it, a header came on. Got a little shove in the back, but no foul called, and it's held by Callanan. Padilla on the break, and there he got ahead to it, but Callanan got out quickly to cut down the angle. Callanan with a thumping drive down the middle of the park, looking for Sari Arglo. Good touch there to Garner. Plays it right side for Jacob Russ. Check that Jonathan Hart. Now Garner again. Up forward for Cameron Wilson. Left side for Alik. Good movement here. Cross came in. Took a deflection off Bardis. Out of play, should be a Mustang throw. Mustangs with the bulk of possession early here. 6 minutes gone in the first half. One shot on goal. That was that acrobatic overhead by Sari Arglo that nearly got in if it weren't for the hands of Diachason. Throw in coming in. Pioneers get it clear. Too far for Diabagati and out of play for a throw-in to William Patterson. Russell. Back from Padilla. Now Marquez. Chasing was right. Turn there, burned Aravalo. Now Russell. Krimpuri. Back to Russell. Near the end line, crossed in. Did it take a deflection? No, it'll be a goal kick. Krimpuri just making his second appearance of the season, but moved well up the left wing side, as we'll see here, to get the cross in. Left it there for Russell. But Russell's cross needed a bit more accuracy. And we'll have a goal kick upcoming for Ryan Callanan. He's been great in the Mustang net so far this season. 117 goals against, 743 save percentage, 2 shutouts on the season for the junior netminder from Edison, New Jersey. Gets it up ahead and then headed down quickly. Grant giving chase. Out of play to be a Mustang throw on the far side. Mustangs with possession near the Pioneer bench. Throwing up the left side, looking for Garner. Knocked back out. It'll stay with the Mustangs. Long throw up coming. Looking past right. Knocked back down by the Pioneer defense. Here's Garner. Martin. Knocked back out. Ball back over to the Pioneers. Picked off by Grant. Now Russ. Right side for Hart. Space up the right wing. Looking for Wright. Diabagati, too far for him. Played it out. Past the end line. Past the sideline, rather. Pioneer throw up coming. Pass from Wright, and Diabagati was a good yard out from the sideline. Throw into the Pioneers. Russ looks to settle it down. Out of play, Mustang throw. Russ with the throw, headed down by Lorenzo Wright. Now Wilson, up the right wing side again. Played back by Bird. Looking to advance out of their penalty area. Here's Noel. Now Russell. Left wing side. Settled down by Russ. Back into space. Won the ball well there as a miscue from Marquez fell to right, and now Sariarglo looking to spin. Kept the ball for a moment. Now a leak giving chase. Good sliding tackle there by Bardas. But gives it right back up to Grant. Now a leak. Little step over there. Looking towards the left wing side. Two defenders on him. Alik gets it back. Plays it square to Wilson. Staying with it. Good defense there by Marquez. Back into the box, but nobody home for the Mustangs. Be collected easy by Diachason. 10 minutes gone in this first half. No score. Still just the one shot for the Mustangs on the board. Given away again to Martin. Played square for Wilson. Up ahead into the box. Looking for Wright. It's collected by Diachason. Noel to Marquez. Marcus Hackett. Looking for Padilla. Canceled out there by Jonathan Hart. Rolls back out to Garner. Sariarglo looking left side. Good run here by Martin. Sprinting down the left wing side. Martin has right in the middle, and then a good challenge there by Bardas. And out of play. Fourth row. Pioneer throw on the far side. Came off Alik. As Bardas went for the ball. Check that Marquez went for the ball. Martin, left wing side. Touch pass to Sariarglo. Has to retreat back for John Grant. Shadowed well into space. Martin leaves it for Alik. Alik with a turn. Back to Martin. Chipped ahead, looking for right. Came off the head of a Pioneer defender. Cleared away. Only as far as Garner. Back and forth from Sariarglo. Garner left side for Martin. Garner again. Crosses into the edge of the penalty area. Diabagati looking around to it. Flicked header near the six. Knocked away by the Pioneers. Still in possession, Diabagati. Plays it square. Wilson. Tried to shoot it, but it flies over the bar. And out of play for a goal kick to William Patterson. Not a bad effort there, but just floated a few yards over the bar. Short goal kick by Dia Chasen. Looking for Bird on the left side. Krimpuri. Noel. Moved up there by Padilla. Out of play. Pioneer throw near side. Thrown by Russell. Noel plays it back to Bird. Goes the opposite way. Then back to Hackett. Noel. Looking for Russell. Flicks up left side. Shattered well there by Hart. Out of play. Goal kick the result. So Mustangs with the early offensive threat. Two shots on the board through the first 13 minutes. Looking for their ninth win overall and eighth consecutive win. Last loss, as I mentioned, and their only loss was back on August 30th here at home against St. Joseph's of Long Island. That was a 3-2 defeat. But since then, the Mustangs have gone 7-0, including three overtime wins. One shy of the school record of eight wins in a row set in 2005. Looking to equal that here today. Wilson. Right wing side for Hart. Crossed in, headed away. Back to Wilson. He'll have a crack. Low shot. And it almost fell neatly there for Martin, I believe. But it rolled past him and out of play for a goal kick. But initially it was a shot, it looked like, turned into a pass as it wasn't hit with much force. And Martin just saw the ball graze past his foot and wasn't able to turn it in. Pioneer goal kick. Picked off again by Garner to Sariarglo. Making the turn at the center circle is Yanni. Feeds it right side for Jonathan Hart. Chipped ahead looking for Lorenzo Wright inside the penalty area, then retreats. Square ball for Garner. Short pass to Martin. Tried to find help there on the left side, but none was coming. And the Pioneers can collect. They'll restart back to the goalkeeper, Dia Chasen. And now Tyler Bird will start it back up. Quarter of an hour gone here at Mustang Stadium. Still no score. Shots 2-0 in favor of the Mustangs. Marcus Hackett with the ball now for the Pioneers. Left side for Bird. Bird and Hackett play a little 1-2, trying to figure out how to get out of their own end. Another pass picked off again, this time by Wilson for the Mustangs, and then given right back. And a foul back after the fact, and a free kick upcoming for the Pioneers. They get it started quickly. Hackett on the right-hand side. Looking for Marquez. Back for Bird. Hackett. Bartis. In the middle for Marquez. Plays it back again to Hackett. Slowly advancing into the Mustang half. Noel has to play it back once again for Hackett. They just can't seem to get things moving out of their own end. Now they'll try it, going left side. Turn around here for Padilla. Arevalo flicked into the penalty area. Nobody home. Easy pickings for Ryan Callanan. Best movement we've seen so far from the Pioneers as Arevalo flicked it in, but nobody was in front. And Callanan easily picked it up as we have a foul here against the Pioneers. Free kick for the Mustangs taken quickly by Grant. Left side for Alik, finding Martin on the left wing. Plays it back to Garner in plenty of space. Looks right side for Jonathan Hart. Looks to cross it in, looking for Siri Arglo. Over his head. Headed away by the Pioneers. Controlled nicely by Leek. Gets another cross in. Came off Hackett. His clearance left something to be desired. Straight up in the air. Headed on by Wilson. Looking for Lorenzo Wright. May have got tripped up a little bit, but no call. And it falls into the hands of Diachason. Long kick down the other way. Looking for Arevalo. Cleared away by Grant. Out of play for a throw. There's that mistimed clearance again by Hackett. And then Wilson flicked a header on. And then Wilson may have got a little shove in the back. But ball was almost always going to be held there by Diachason. Thrown for the Pioneers. Back to Bardas. Gets a cross in. Outside the edge of the 18. Low shot. And it's just over the bar there by Noel. And the first real attack by William Patterson. Their shot sailing inches over the bar. Chris Noel, a 5'9 freshman midfielder from Edison, New Jersey, making his first start of the season, eighth appearance on the year. Has just 5 shots on the season coming into today's game, but that one just inches above the bar. So the Pioneers with their first attempt on goal as Callanan delivers the goal kick. Looking for Wilson. Back from Noel. Russell plays it back for Bird. Wilson shadowing him. Right side for Pierre. One back by Martin. And then back to Alik in midfield. Square ball for Garner. Looking up ahead. Martin looks to chase on after it. Tried to win the ball. Managed to at the last minute. Then a late saving tackle there by Pierre. But the Mustangs are in a corner. First of the match for the Mustangs, 20 minutes in. So a corner for the Mustangs on the far side. Outswinger looking to the edge of the 6. Headed down by Garner. Easy save for Diachason. Boots it away. Finds Padilla. Worked on by Hart. Still on it, Padilla. Left side for Krimpuri. Another cross was a weak one. But then one back by the Pioneers. Gets it back to Padilla. Inside the penalty area. Well won there by Diabagati, and he thumps it clear. All the way back out to Pierre. Right wing side for Bardas. Pierre. Making a move outside of the 18. Good tackle there by Alik. And the Mustangs look to counter. Here's Wright. Back to Alik. Slowing the tempo down momentarily. And a bad giveaway there to Pierre. Garner won it back, but he's whistled for the foul. So 20 minutes gone. Still no score between the Pioneers and the Mustangs. Jeff Hemmelt with you from Mustang Stadium. Sunny afternoon here in Owings Mills on a Sunday afternoon. The host Mustangs looking to go to 9-1 on the season, looking for their eighth consecutive win, I should say, which would tie a school record set back 9 years ago, 2005. Here's Arevalo. Good challenge there by Russ. One to Siri Arglo. One back by the Pioneers. Left-hand side, here's Russell. Inside the penalty area. Russell tried to do it himself, and it was well wide to the left. Out of play for a goal kick. And we'll see our first changes of this first half for both sides. Lorenzo Wright leaving the match for the Mustangs. Coming in looks like Thomas Taylor. And another change up coming for the Mustangs as well as the Pioneers.
Number 15, Sean Neal. For number 2, George Bardas.
Zach Martin coming off for the Mustangs as well.
Sebastian Mondano. For number 6, Chris Noel.
Mustangs in their own end.
Number 9, Omar Gallo. For number 14, Jason Padilla. For Stevenson, number 13, Alex Vitzel.
Right wing side is Hart.
Zach Martin. For number 17, Thomas.
Looking for Thomas Taylor, but it's cleared out at the last minute by Tyler Bird. Freak throw in for the Mustangs, near side. Diabagati gets the long throw, looking for Taylor, headed away, loose in the box. Sirergo with a foot on it, shot, and it was forced a diving save out of Diachason. Probably was going wide anyway, but an acrobatic save there by the Pioneer goalkeeper as Sirergo gets his foot behind it. Yanni leading the team with 22 shots, 12 of them on goal. Yanni has 4 goals, 4 assists on the year, making his 9th appearance, 8th start. Russell back for Bird. As the Pioneers look to get out again. Midway point first half. Still looking for our first goal. Long pass just got to Krimpuri, and he plays it square to Omar Yalo. Played back. Long shot here. Easy save for Callanan off the foot of Londano. Talked about him in the pregame. Londano 3 goals, 2 assists on the season, leading the team with 22 shots, making his 8th appearance of the season. Now Diabagati up the right wing for the Mustangs. Looking to cross in. Not far enough for Sirergo. Headed back towards Taylor. And the Pioneers win it back well. Noel looking to the left-hand side. Headed away by Russ. Out of play for a Pioneer throw. Another look at the goal mouth action for the Mustangs. Handball appealed for, then Sirerglo forcing a save out of Diachason. Looked like it was curling wide, but the goalkeeper had to be sure. And subs upcoming here for both sides. Adam Diabagati will leave for the Mustangs.
William Patterson substitution, number 21, Steve Palmer. Number 22, Justin Russell. For Stevenson, number 28, Denzel Cisse.
Denzel Cisse coming into the match.
Adam Diabagati.
To replace Diabagati. So Pioneer thrown to near side, taken by Krimpuri. Back out to Cisse, making his first touch of the game. But gives it back up to Marquez. Marquez looking to cross, far post, too deep for Sean Neal and into the hands of Ryan Callanan. Distributed short to the left side for Alik. Sirerglo. Battled for well by Pierre. Will remain Mustang ball. Thrown by Alik. Looking for Taylor. Given away to the Pioneers, but won back well by Alik. Skipped up ahead, looking for Vitsum. Out of play. Pioneer throw, and they'll make a sub as well. Coming off is Krimpuri. And Mike Conti coming on. Throw in for the Pioneers near the Mustang bench. 25 minutes gone in this first half. Still no score. Shots 3-2 in favor of the Mustangs. Thumping clearance down the right-hand side. Arvalo will have to turn on the Jets to get to this one. Chased down as well by Grant near the end line. Out of play, goal kick for Stevenson. Both teams are good defensively. The Pioneers have allowed just 10 goals through their first 7 games of the season. Mustangs have only allowed 10 in 9 games, so obviously a slightly better average for the Mustangs. William Patterson has only scored 11 goals, though, this season. Mustangs have scored 29, including some emphatic wins, 6-0 over Penn State Beaver, 5-0 over Rosemont, and 4-1 over Gwinnett Mercy in their last home game. So the Mustangs can score, but they haven't dented the twine just yet, as we're past the halfway point of the first half. Throwing for the Pioneers. One back by Vitsum. Trying to get past Neal, and it's out of play. Ball back to the Pioneers on the far side. Noel. Marquez. Battled for there. Mustang on the ground. That's a leak, I believe. And a whistle against the Mustangs. It'll be a free kick for William Patterson in a dangerous position. Garner protesting the decision. There'll be a free kick for the visitors. Take a look at the replay. As the battle came in, a leak might have tripped up Yalo there, and Garner battling for it as well. Linesman on the far side with the flag raised. So a free kick for William Patterson from a tight angle just outside the Stevenson penalty area. Two in the box there. It's Taylor and Siri Arglo. Free kick swings in. Headed away well by Garner. Cross took a deflection and came back to Taylor. And then he swings it to the left wing side for Siri Arglo. Siri Arglo with a good movement up the left wing side. Has to look ahead. Siri Arglo with a good move. Cross to the right hand side. Flicked away by Palmer. Garner giving chase, wins the ball back nicely. Garner to the right side for Jonathan Hart. Cameron Wilson. Cisse. Out of play. Throwing Mustangs. Taken quickly. Cisse into Cameron Wilson. Lost the ball to Juan Londano. Now looking for Yalo. Then played back by Arevalo. Pierre. Hackett. Bird. Londano looking to move it out. Short to Palmer. Still can't find a way out of their own defensive end, can the Pioneers. Bird will try a long clearance on the left-hand side. That's easily dealt with by Hart, but he gives it right back to Londano. Now to the left-hand side, looking for Conti. Cross comes in. Came off Russ. Cisse. Came off the foot of Arevalo. Out of play for a Mustang throw. Throwing coming to Taylor. Appeals for the foul. None coming. Tried to win the ball back off Bird. Let's play back to the goalkeeper, Diachason. Hackett to Palmer. Londano. Palmer. Flicked it off Garner. Out of play for a Pioneer throw. Just about half hour gone here at Mustang Stadium. Still no score. Londano with it for the Pioneers. Marquez at the center circle. Going right side for Pierre. Slipped there by the Mustang defender. That was Vitsum. Pierre to the right wing side. Gets the cross in. Took a deflection. Grant gave chase, but it'll be a Pioneer corner as we hit the half hour mark here in Owings Mills. Still no score. Shots 3-2 in favor of the hosts. But a corner to deal with here from the Pioneers. Sean Neal will take it. Outswinger. Flicked on. Yalo got a head on it, but it was going wide. Out of play. Goal kick to Stevenson. More changes upcoming for the hosts. Taylor will come off.
Stevenson substitution, number 27, Scott Dorman.
Dorman will come on.
Number 23, Cameron Wilson. And number 20, Calvin Granger. Number 17.
Granger coming on as well. Goal kick for Ryan Callanan and the Mustangs. Looking to score the first goal of the game. Less than 15 to go here in the first half. Here is Granger to Cisse. His pass broken up. Back to the left-hand side. Conti giving chase. Too far for him. Out of play for a Mustang throw. Hart at midfield. Referee says, you have to step back a few yards. And throws it at Garner, and now he'll take the throw. Garner gets it in. Chested down by Granger, looking for Siri Arglo on the right-hand side. Bird leaves it for Diachason, and he'll scoop it up. Hackett to Pierre. And again, the Mustangs look to work out of defense. Right side from Londano to Pierre. Handball against Dorman. Free kick for the Pioneers. Right hand side, Pierre. Square ball to Londano. Now Sarah Arglo at midfield. Looking to counter. Has Dorman up front. Sarah Arglo with the turn. Plays it back to Garner. Gets it right side for Hart. Too far for Cisse. Goes out for a William Patterson throw. 12 minutes to play in the first half. Still no score. Shots even at 3 apiece. Pioneer throw. Hacked clear by Hart. Another throw upcoming for the Pioneers. Long throw flicked on by Yalo. Cleared back down by Russ. Conti plays it back for Palmer. Now Hackett. Again for Palmer. Cisse almost picked it off, but it was given away to Garner. Came off of William Patterson. Throw into Stevenson on the near side. Hart over the head of Cisse. Came off Palmer for another throw to the hosts. Thrown by Garner. Across the field to Siri Arglo. Alik. Siri Arglo. Dorman. Has to back it out. To midfield. Moving up the left side. Looks to get the cross in. Over the head of Granger. Headed away. Battled for in the box. Mustang goes down hard. No call. Flicked back out by the Pioneers. And then a big collision there against Grant. He's still down. Play continues on to a rollout for a Pioneer throw. And Grant is down and he's hurt. Went up high for that challenge at midfield. And he's sitting up now, but he definitely got the wind knocked out of him. As John Grant will have to be looked at. He's back to his feet. It'll still be a Pioneer ball just inside midfield. And Grant asking where the foul was. Look at the replay. Went up for it. May have got undercut a little bit there, but hard to tell in real time. So a free kick for William Patterson with 10 minutes to play in the first half. Left side for Palmer. Plays a square for Hackett. Marquez into the penalty area. Looking for Arevalo. Run out by Vitsum. Out of play. Goal kick the result. Another change for the Mustangs.
William Patterson substitution, number 17, James.
Siri Arglo will come out.
For number 7, Carlos Arevalo. For Stevenson, number 9, Dino Gilmanov.
Dino Gilmanov coming in.
Yanni Sarioglu.
To replace Siri Arglo. Count down with the goal kick. 9 minutes to play in the first half. Still no score between the Mustangs and the Pioneers. One back well at midfield. Thumping cross right side. Going to be too far for Cisse. And back out for a goal kick. As Gilmanov looked to get back into it. First time of asking, but too far for Cisse. Goal kick for Diachason. Taken short to the right side. To Aiken Pierre. Now Marcus Hackett. Bird. Palmer. Looking to advance up the left wing side. Granger giving chase. Still makes a run. His pass out of play. Throw in to the Mustangs. Mustangs have to get it going again. Here's Dorman. Giving away now to Yallow. Looking to the right-hand side. Low cross comes in. Good foot there at the last minute by Alik. Still danger inside the six. Cleared away now. Given away. Cross back in. Callanan at the near post. Leaps and grabs it. Let's look at that replay. Sliding challenge there by Alik. And then danger in the box. Grant gave it away. And the cross came in. But too near the near post, and Callanan reaches up and grabs it. Back the other way come the Pioneers. Pierre makes the turn around Grant. Lost possession. Back to Grant. Gets it up left wing side. And a whistle and a foul. And Grant is down again. And this time, referee will whistle. And a yellow card coming up, and I believe that's against Pierre. So the first yellow of the match goes to the Pioneers, 38 minutes in. And I think Pierre got the yellow. So free kick for the Mustangs. Up the left wing side for Granger.
38-minute charge to number 12, Aiken Pierre.
Right wing side for the Pioneers. Pierre did get the yellow card confirmed. So first booking of the match to the Pioneers. And they have possession deep in the Mustang half with less than 7 minutes to go in the first half. Still no score. Another look at the yellow against Pierre. He had fouled Grant earlier. And again, a little late challenge there and upended John Grant before the ball. And a whistle here. Ball will be out of play back to Stevenson. So Mustang free kick. This referee Corson Fiddler has been kept busy so far in this first half. Russ to take the free kick. Left wing side. Flicked on well there by Grant. All the way back to the keeper Diachason. Left side for Palmer. Pierre on the yellow. Advances to the right wing side. Played back for Londano. Gets around past Granger. Back to the defensive end. Bird. Working through the middle. Taps it left to Palmer. Marquez. Finds the feet of Londano. Londano, low pass into the penalty area. Good tackle there in the last minute on Conti. And it's won back by Jonathan Hart. Right wing side. Flicked on by Granger. Won back to Marquez. Garner shadowing. Gets the ball back to Hackett. Pierre to the right wing side. Short to Hackett. Londano. Good movement here. Lost possession, but he was fouled. And another dangerous free kick upcoming for the Pioneers with less than 5 minutes to go in the first half. Another replay of the foul. Good movement here by Londano, and Garner just stuck the foot out and tripped up the midfielder. So another free kick upcoming for the Pioneers, about 25 yards out. Another dangerous spot here for the Mustangs to defend. Three in the wall for the Mustangs. And Londano looks like he'll take this free. Right-footed drive, headed away there by Hart. And a corner upcoming for the Pioneers. Mustangs about to wait for the substitution as the Pioneers will take this corner. Get it out, Stevenson! Neal again to take it. Out swinger towards the six. Headed down. All the way back to Londano. Makes a move. Pass Gomanov. Left side for Conti. Conti will take a shot, but that flies over the bar. And out of play for a goal kick. Now the Mustang subs will come in.
Number 19, Matthew
Peranzak will come in to replace Granger.
And number 25, Andrew Catalano. Number 13, Alex
Vitsum. Catalano will replace Vitsum. Here's the last move by Londano. Gamonov challenging and then left it for Conti. Left-footed drive. High and wide of the net. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Still no score between the Mustangs and Pioneers. The visitors out shooting Stevenson 5-3 to this point. Goal kick from Cowanam was headed away by Neal. Then cleared away at the last minute by Alik. Passed ahead of Gomanov. Settled down by Londano. And hacked forward there by Grant. Up to the left side, looking to break on it. Peransak. Shadowed by Pierre. Tried to clear. Came back off Peransak. He'll look to settle it. Pierre leaping for it, but it came off him last and out of play for a Mustang throw. And a late attack here upcoming for the hosts as we approach 2 minutes to go in the first half. Dorman to take the throw. He'll take it long. Headed away by Pierre. Grant. Looking for Dorman. Gomanov. Back to Dorman. Ball rolled out of play. Corner the result. 90 seconds to go, first half. Gomanov will go over to take the corner. Still looking for our first goal at Mustang Stadium. Gomanov with a deep out swinger looking far post. Headed on by Garter. Off the bar. Still loose. Cleared away momentarily. Then a low drive. Got deflected. Back out for a corner by Gomanov. Less than 1 minute to go here in the first half. Well, the woodwork has denied the Mustangs twice so far in this game. Earlier, Siri Arglo had an overhead attempt. And now right off the corner, another header by Garner this time. Came off the crossbar. And the goalkeeper might have had a hand on it again to feed it up under the crossbar. Another corner for Gomanov, 40 seconds to go. Another outswinger. Will Garner be there again? He'll head it again, but this time couldn't direct the angle and it flies over the bar for a goal kick to the Pioneers. Half a minute to play. Still no score, but the Mustangs have tied the shot count at 5. And Garner with a couple headers there and one just grazing the crossbar after it grazed off the hand of Diachason. Here's that last corner. Garner couldn't direct the header this time. That flies over the bar. And the referee will have some consultation here with Omar Yalo. And that will probably just about do it for the first half. And we will have the horn and some discussion here between a couple of the Mustangs and the Pioneers as we walk off for halftime. Garner in a bit of a disagreement there with Yalo. And the referee wanting both sides to clear off the field as we have hit the halftime break. So a pretty even first 45 minutes here at Mustang Stadium. Both Ryan Cowanan and his counterpart Mike Diachason have posted shutouts so far. Diachason had some help from the woodwork, though, as shots from Siri Arglo and Garner could have gone in if not for the woodwork. But as it is, we stand even still at 0-0 through 45 minutes of play. We'll take a timeout and get you back for the halftime statistics and highlights from Mustang Stadium so far. Halftime score, Mustangs nothing and the Pioneers nothing. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
What does it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to an ordinary day? It means your family's celebrating the 5th of July. It's turning the living room floor into the best seat in the house. Or spending a weekend losing your voice while finding it. It means sitting down with a delicious Coke and interrupting the interruptions. After all, there are 364 other days that would love some fireworks. So grab an ice cold Coke and make any day a holiday. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
Follow Stevenson University Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Go Mustang Sports. Check out videos, audio features, and the latest updates from Stevenson University's 27 sports, powered by GoMustangSports.com. Now, back to the press box for an in-depth recap of the first half and the out-of-town scoreboard. The Buffalo Wild Wings halftime show starts now on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back, everybody, to Mustang Stadium. Halftime score, William Patterson nothing and Stevenson nothing. Jeff, I'm with you from Owings Mills. Get a look at the first half statistics for you. Shots were even in that first half. William Patterson had 5. Stevenson had 5. 3 of the attempts for the Mustangs hit the net. 1 just hit the net for William Patterson. 3 saves by the Pioneer goalkeeper Mike Diachason. Just 1 save for goalkeeper Ryan Callanan in the Mustang net. Corner kick advantage went to Stevenson by a count of 3-2. Just the 1 offside flagged against Stevenson in that first half. Foul count, Stevenson 6, William Patterson 3. Just the 1 yellow card in that first half issued to Aiken Pierre in the 38th minute. So no goals to speak of as the Mustangs look to get their 8th straight victory of the season. It would tie a school record set back in 2005. But so far they've been held scoreless by the Pioneers, who are looking to get back to 500. Get back over 500, I should say, at 4-3-1 if they win today's contest here in Owings Mills. So a pretty even first half, and we'll see what the second half has to offer as both teams go into the break tied at nothing-nothing here in Owings Mills. When we come back, we'll get you more halftime activities and some highlights coming up here from Owings Mills, Maryland. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Follow Stevenson University Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Go Mustang Sports. Check out videos, audio features, and the latest updates from Stevenson University's 27 sports, powered by GoMustangSports.com.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
There are podcasts. Then there are podcasts.
The Baltimore Orioles seem to have a tight grasp on the AL East.
I love the fact you didn't mention the Boston Red Sox, all tucked away down there.
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Dean Ambrose is becoming a greaser.
Like them on Facebook or follow them on Twitter at BSportsFree, the number 4-all.
I'm Ray Atkinson.
I'm Josh Hall.
The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, exclusively on sfmsports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Nothing means it's game day like ice-cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
What about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
This is Mustang Soccer from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back, everybody, to Mustang Stadium. Halftime score, William Patterson nothing and Stevenson nothing. And we'll get you set for these first half highlights coming up. And the Mustangs got off to an early start here as off the corner kick, Yanni Sirierglo found the ball at his feet and a nice bicycle kick that had to be deflected onto the bar by goalkeeper Mike Diachason. And that was certainly could have been a first goal for the Mustangs there. And then back at the other end of the field, William Patterson had a chance of their own as a shot was set up by Noel and he fired it just over the bar past the outstretched Ryan Callanan. Mustangs off a long throw later in that first half. Again, Yanni Sirierglo will be on the end of this one, as the ball fell down and couldn't be cleared by the defense. And then Sirierglo settled it down with his knee and a diving save there by Diachason. Might have been going wide, but kept the save anyway. Again, William Patterson back the other way, looking for help. And it gets to the left side for Conti off Londano. And Conti has a drive of his own, fired wide and high to the left-hand side. Then late in the first half, it was a corner from Gilmanov. And he'll deliver the right-footed corner into the box. And Garner had another chance at it, a leaping header. And this one, again, had to be palmed under the crossbar by goalkeeper Mike Diachason. So two crossbars have denied the Mustangs probably two goals. But instead of a 2-0 lead, they have a zero on the board, I should say, as neither team has been able to score in these first 45 minutes. And we remain level here at Mustang Stadium through 45 minutes. It's William Patterson nothing and Stevenson nothing. We'll see if things change in the second half as the Mustangs look to go to 9-1 on the year, looking for a school record, actually a tie of the school record for 8 straight wins set back in 2005. We'll see if they can equal that in the second 45 minutes here at Mustang Stadium. Take another timeout and we'll get you back for second half action here from Mustang Stadium. Halftime score, William Patterson nothing and Stevenson nothing. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
Back to Mustang Soccer on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to Mustang Stadium. Halftime score, William Patterson nothing, Stevenson nothing. Getting set for the second half here from Owings Mills. The Pioneers coming in at 3-3-1 on the season. Mustangs 8-1, looking for their eighth straight win that would tie a school record set 9 years ago back in 2005. But neither side has been able to score so far in the first 45 minutes. Five shots on goal for each side in that first half. Three saves made by Mike Diachason in the Pioneer net. Ryan Callanan making one save in the Mustang net. And honors are even so far here in Owings Mills as the Pioneers and Mustangs are even at 0-0 as we get ready to start the second half here from Owings Mills. Jeff Hemmelt with you. Glad to have you aboard on a Sunday afternoon for the other type of football, as I like to say, as they know it amongst most of the other nations of this world. But you're seeing a good show here so far in the first 45 minutes. It's been pretty evenly matched. Mustangs have had two shots go off the crossbar, and they could easily be up 2-0 if it weren't for the woodwork. And the Pioneers have had a couple decent chances of their own, but still no one has been able to dent the twine so far. We'll see if that can change in the second 45 minutes as we get set to get things back underway here at Mustang Stadium. Today, the Mustangs are beginning a five-game homestand. This is the first of five that they will play over the next 2 weeks or so. Next game for the Mustangs is Tuesday up against number six-ranked Franklin and Marshall, so that will be a definite big test for the Mustangs coming up. They have a game on Saturday, the 27th, home to Wilkes, and then two more home games on October 4th and October 8th against Arcadia and Hood, respectively. So the five-game homestand starting out so far as John Pleviak's squad is listening to the final instructions from the coach. 0-0 here at the half. And we'll see if the Mustangs can break through with a goal or two to prolong that winning streak. They're at seven straight wins right now. looking to make it 8 in a row. Again, that would tie a school record back in 2005 for the best start for a Mustang side. Mike Diachason in the nets there for the Pioneers. 3 saves in that first half. 6th star of the season for the Pioneer goalkeeper. Ryan Callanan in the Mustang net. And we had to make one save there in the first 45 minutes. 117 goals against for the junior netminder for Stevenson. So we're just about set to get the second half underway. The Pioneers will be going from left to right in the second half. They'll kick things off in their gray uniforms with the orange numbers. Mustangs in the home whites with the green numbers. And referee Corson Fiddler gets us underway here in the second half from Owings Mills. Glad to have you aboard here on a Sunday afternoon. Mustangs and Pioneers from Mustang Stadium. No score as we start the second half. Ball played up from Hackett. He'll get the return feed. And now to the right side for Bird. Hackett. Palmer looking to work the left wing side, but goes back to the center. Methodical out of defense are the Pioneers. Right side back to Bird. Up to the right wing side. Out of play. Mustang goal kick. As we are 1 minute gone here in the second half. Shots were even at 5 apiece in that first half. 3 corners for the Mustangs in that first half. 2 for the Pioneers. Foul count was 6-3 with Stevenson committing twice as many fouls as William Patterson. Callanan will take the goal kick from the left edge of his 6-yard box. Swings it down the left side. Flicked on there by Garner. Then a return header by Martin. Settled down by Siri Arglo. Lost it back out to Marquez. Now Padilla. Left wing side. Back into the center. Londano. Chipped ahead. Good work there by Garner, but he'll be whistled for the foul. And a dangerous free kick early here for the Pioneers. Another look at the foul against Garner. Chipped ahead, and then as he went to tackle, just grabbed the arm there and brought him down. So a free kick, the result for the Pioneers. About 23, 24 yards out. And early danger here for the Mustangs to defend. 4 in the wall for the Mustangs. As the Pioneers will take the free kick. Right-footed drive right into the wall. Rebound back from Londano, and then a good block there by Cameron Wilson. Comes all the way back to midfield. Nicely done by the Mustang defense. Wilson looking to break. The goalkeeper came out, and Diachason got to it. Flicked on by Garner. Then Hackett. Looking again for Londano. Back into the Mustang defense. Here's Alik. Down the center. Too far for right, headed back to the goalkeeper, Diachason. Now right side for Hackett. Good interception there by Martin. Finds Sirier Glue. Wilson. Right-hand side looking for Cisse. Too far for him. Out of play, Pioneer throw on the far side. Another look at the free kick right into the wall, and in good defense there at the end to get it out of play. Thrown to the Pioneers. Hart looked to flick it on. Garner battling for it, wins the ball. Garner comes out, chipped ahead, settled down by Martin. Little flick there, kept in by Diachason, and a good attempt there by the Mustangs to put it on net. Martin just couldn't get the right touch on it. Another look at the move by Garner. Good chip up ahead. Chested down by Martin. tried to get over the defender and then took a spill as he hit the turf. Pioneers come back the other way. Moving through the defense here. Ball to the right side here for Lepuski. Crossed in. Knocked out of play. Be a Mustang, or a Pioneer throw, I beg your pardon. As Matt Lepuski will take the throw. Taken short to Londano. Worked on in the corner. Might have taken deflection off Alik, but the ball stayed in play, and he gets it down to Lorenzo Wright, who's giving chase against Marcus Hackett. Hackett plays it back. And started back out by the Pioneer defense. Marquez. Now Arevalo. Back to Marquez. Came off a leak. Pioneer still in possession. Londano. Right side for Bird. Looking for the cross. Callahan coming out. And he clutches it with relative ease. Distributes it back to the right side for Sirioglu. Sirioglu up the right-hand side. Right ahead of him. Sirioglu with pace. Look at him run. Yanni taking on all comers. Yanni, left wing side. Lost the ball. Good challenge there by the Pioneer defense. Back up ahead, Bird. Or check that, Londano. Now he finds Bird. Bird, right wing side. Lepuski. Bird. Drop ball. Back to Lepuski. Centering ball. Shot. Held easily by Callahan off the foot of Arevalo. Couldn't get too much power behind it. But a good link-up move there by the Pioneers. They look more threatening here early in the second half. Look at that good touch there by Bird. And then a little give-and-go by Arevalo. And he got the ball back. But the shot just, he was falling away from it. Not enough pace on it. And a relatively easy save by Callahan. Now Russ for the Mustangs, given away. This could be a costly turnover. Arevalo. Move past Grant. Now to the right-hand side. Too heavy of a touch from Marquez. One back by Alik. Left wing side. Rebounded back to Grant. Left-hand side, looking for Wright. Played back to the goalkeeper. By Sebastian Siglori. Pioneers looking to go up the middle again. That pass almost broken up there, but picked up by Londano. Looking right wing side. Intercepted by Alik. Square ball to Martin. Garner. Sirioglu. Shadowed by Londano. Sirioglu, two defenders around him. Back to Garner. Hart. Garner to Sirioglu once more. Looks into space. Sirioglu cuts back. Played back to Grant at midfield. Grant into space for Garner. Garner looking for Wright. Too far for him, and then headed away at the last minute by Siglori. It should be a corner for the Mustangs. So 8 minutes gone in the second half. Still looking for our first goal, but the Mustangs threatening with a corner. Look at the movement up here from Garner. Crossed in and he was looking for Wright, and then Siglori had to play it safe and head it behind for the corner. And now Sirioglu will take the corner from the near side. Outswinger, a little deep this time, headed down by Garner, into the box, loose there, and it's picked up by Diachason at the very last minute. Martin was hovering near the six, but couldn't get a foot on it. And the Pioneers escaped the danger. Here's Hackett. Up for Arevalo. Londano. Good pass to Arevalo, he's onside. Good defense there at the last minute by Russ. It's out of play for a corner. Pioneer corner upcoming. Another look at the tackle. Last minute there by Russ. If it wasn't for him, Aravalo would have been free on that. So a corner here for the Pioneers. Lipuski will take it. Outswinger. Headed down. Cleared away there by Russ. All the way back out to Siglori. Picked off by Russ. Took off Padilla. Now back the other way come the Mustangs. Look in the space. Sarriaglo at the center circle. Prunes on the Jets. Sarriaglo has some room. Has help on the left in Wilson. Couldn't find him. And then knocked back all the way back to a leak at midfield. Garner at midfield. Looking to the right side. For Cisse. He got rubbed off the ball. One back by the Pioneers at midfield. Lipuski. To the right wing side. Chasing it down, Padilla. Out of play. Goal kick the result. 10 minutes gone in the second half. Still no score. Shots 6-5 in favor of William Patterson. Just the one shot so far in the second half by the Pioneers. Another look at the run here by Padilla. Good chase down by Grant to cut down the angle and see it out. Callahan with the goal kick. His team looking for their eighth straight win with tie school record set back in 2005. They're 8-1 on the year. Headed away well by Alik. Knocked back by Sarriaglu. Finding Garner. He'll switch it right side for Hart. Looking for Cisse. Cisse with a nice turn back to Hart. Won the ball well. Hart moving towards midfield. Back for Cisse. Right wing side, crossed in. Looking for Martin up top. But a one-hopper into the hands of the Chasen. Throws it out towards the middle for Londano. Siglori. In the space for Aravalo. Aravalo has room to run. Good foot in there by Garner. Aravalo keeps his feet. Plays it back to his defensive line. Chipped on the left side. Hart shadowing. Aravalo plays it back. Left wing side. Cross comes in. Picked up by Alik. In the space now, Wilson. Picked off by Aravalo. Back the other way, Londano. Londano chipped ahead. Right side for Lipuski. And a low shot by Londano. A half volley. Curling wide right. And out of play for a goal kick to the Mustangs. Substitution for the Mustangs. Cisse coming off. Back in, I believe, Diabagatti. As you see this last attempt here by Londano. A lot of power before behind it, but not a lot of accuracy as it was always curling wide right. Callahan with the goal kick. Looking for Diabagatti. Sarriaglu. Has right ahead, instead goes left to Martin. Finds back to Sarriaglu. Headed down by Lipuski. Big tackle there. Wilson goes down. Check that Grant is down again. That's about the third time Grant has gone down. And Londano will see yellow. So the second yellow against the Pioneers today. This time it's against Juan Londano. And two players in the book now for the Pioneers as Grant is down again. It's about the third time he's been down so far this game. Another look at the challenge here. Sarriaglu made the move around. He's headed around by Lipuski. And now Grant will give chase here. And Londano, yeah, a little high in a very sensitive area there against Grant. And Grant goes down and Londano in the book. So just before the hour mark, Londano in the book. Pierre was booked as well in the first half for the Pioneers. And good to see Grant get back up. He's been knocked around quite a bit so far in this game as we approach the hour mark here at Mustang Stadium. Free kick for the Mustangs. Cleared away momentarily. Hacked away by Marquez. Pioneers looking to go the other way. To the left wing side. Diabagati will chase it. And go out of play for a Mustang throw.
William Patterson, yellow card, charged in the 59th minute to number 10, Sebastian.
High foot there against the Mustangs, and a free kick upcoming for William Patterson. Pioneer throw near their own bench. Still looking for a first goal in Mustang Stadium. Another look at the foul. High foot there against Wright, I beg your pardon. The Pioneers restart play. Here's Garner. Looking for Wright. Be picked up by the Pioneers. Right-hand side for Bird. And Siklori. Hackett. Steady out of defense are the Pioneers. Siklori. Hackett again, looking to get out of the fence. Marquez. Arvalo. Londano. Will he try it again? He will. Curling wide the opposite way this time. Wide left. Out of play. Mustang goal kick. So an hour gone here at Mustang Stadium. Still no goals here. Shots 8-5 in favor of William Patterson. They've had three this half. Mustangs have yet to register an attempt in the first 15 minutes of the second half. Cownan with the goal kick, looking right side for Diabagati. Looking to make the turn. Ball rolled out of play, though, and it'll be out for a Pioneer throw. Throwing to William Patterson. Headed away by Garner. He'll stay with the visitors. Left wing side. Arvalo. Marquez. Looking to go deep. A leak on the ball. Headed away nicely. Battling for it with Lopuski. And back up ahead come the Mustangs. Martin, a leak. Martin, that's a dangerous pass, but a leak got there in time. Play it back to Grant. Tackle there. Ball comes loose. Padilla. Back to Londano. Outside the penalty area. Londano, edge of the box. Chipped in. Tackle there. No foul. And left for the goalkeeper, Callanan. Grant again on the end, and he may have to come out as he's down again. And time called off here as Grant will have to be looked at once more. He's certainly had a rough go of it today. Another look here at the attempt by Londano. Edge of the box. Short pass in there to Padilla. Not a lot in that for a penalty, has to be said. But Grant was the meat in the sandwich there, and he's down again. And this time he may have to come off. So 61 minutes gone here in the second half, I should say. Stevenson nothing, William Patterson nothing. Shots 8-5 in favor of the visitors. As the Mustangs look to get their ninth win overall on the season. If they do, it will be their eighth consecutive victory, which will tie a school record set back in 2005. John Grant will get some treatment here from the trainer, see if he can continue on. Grant has certainly gotten his share of knocks here in the game today, and he's flat on his back, outstretched, as you can see. And some words with the goalkeeper, Callanan, as well. Grant grabbing both legs, adjusting the shin pads. And we'll see if he's able to continue. Back up to his feet. And he's going to have to come off. Another look earlier, just what Grant's been into. This was the yellow card a few minutes ago against Londano. There's a big collision there. And then this most recent incident here, and it's Londano partly involved again, but this time he feeds it off to Padilla, and Grant rubbed into again. You can see Grant has been the meat and the sandwich in both of these collisions, and he has to come off for a few minutes at least and try and regain his breath here. Grant, the 5'10 senior from White Marsh, Maryland, his eighth appearance of the season. One goal and eight shots on the season. But he'll have to step aside for at least a couple minutes, and we'll get things back underway as we are just past the hour mark here at Mustang Stadium. Still no goals between William Patterson and Stevenson. Callanan will restart the action, and it's flicked on by Cameron Wilson. Hart loses out to Arevalo. Left wing side to Londano, making a turn. Londano tripped up Russ, and a free kick coming Stevenson's way. Time off as the referee has a discussion with the linesman on the far side. As you see the foul there against Padilla. And the referees have had their consultation, and another free kick upcoming for the Mustangs. Corson Fiddler, our center referee today. Free kick from Callanan. Headed away. Falling to Siriarglu. Looking left-hand side for Martin. Might be too far for him. Couldn't keep it in. Out of play for a goal kick to William Patterson. Sub for the visitors. It'll be Padilla coming out. Another look at the attempt from Siriarglu, looking to find Martin. Weighted just a bit too heavily as Martin was unable to chase it down.
William Patterson, substitution number 5, Hamilton
Pereira entering the fray for the visitors.
Jason Padilla.
Replacing Jason Padilla. Ball all the way back here for Hackett, and that's a looping cross. Actually went backwards. Out of play for a Mustang throw. Mustang throw on the near side. 63 minutes gone, still looking for our first goal. Hackett just couldn't direct the clearance the direction he wanted to, and he knew it. Alik with the throw for the Mustangs. The Siriarglu. Making the turn. Centering it back to Russ. One back by Wilson. Siriarglu. Has Alik on the left. Back to Siriarglu. Diabagati calling for it in the box. He's looking for him. Diabagati, far post. Settled down. Too heavy of a touch. And it's cleared away by the Pioneers, but just back to Garner. Another cross coming in over the head of Wilson. Flicked on by Martin. Siriarglu chested down. Another bicycle kick to right. And that's hacked away at the last minute by the Pioneers. Still danger here now for the Mustangs. Alik. Working on two defenders. Alik got past the defense there. Got past Lapuski. Alik. Cross far post looking for Diabagati. And it's wide of the net. Headed down just past the near post. And Diabagati just inches away from making this a 1-0 game. Well, they've been close. And besides the two crossbars, that may have been the closest the Mustangs have come in this second half. Diabagati inches away from netting his fourth goal of the year. Dia chasing him with the goal kick. Headed on by Dorman. Back the other way come the Pioneers. Alik gets in the middle. One back by Lapuski. Hackett battled with Dorman. Hackett looking square. Diabagati looking to chase it down. Can't get there. Londano making the turn. Left wing side. Chasing into the end line. Couldn't get the cross in. Did it come off hard last. It did. It'll be a corner. 25 minutes to play. Still no score. Shots 8-6 in favor of the Pioneers. And the Pioneers will have a corner due to this work here. And it did come off Hart. The ball did not cross the line entirely, and it was on the line, and Hart got a foot on it, and then it rolled over. Here comes the corner, far post, over everybody. Chested down by Lepuski. Flag is up. Either offside or a handball, but either way, it's a Mustang free kick upcoming. Lepuski may have handled it with his hand. Take a look at the replay from the corner. Far swinger, one hopper, and yeah, may have played it with his hand there. So Lepuski whistled for the handball. Free kick upcoming from Callanan. Garner heads it on to Sarayoglu. Gets a touch well. Pass Londano. Sarayoglu to Garner. Too short for Diabagati. And one back by Marquez. But then back into the Mustangs' possession. Looking for Wright on the right side. Lorenzo Wright. Trying to get past the defense. Cross came in. Goes out for a corner. Big pardon, goal kick. Right one in the corner. I thought it came off of him last. But the linesman says, nope, goal kick. Taking her a look and see if the referee made the right decision here. Came off William Patterson and near the end. I think that should be a corner. But instead it's a goal kick to the Pioneers. Hard to tell from us on the far side, but it looked like that came off the Pioneers last. Either way, goal kick for William Patterson as we hit the midway point of the second half. Still looking for our first goal here today at Mustang Stadium. Left wing side here for the Pioneers, headed away by Hart. Trying to find it, Diabagati. Out of play for a throw to the Mustangs. Thrown in long, looking for Wright. Big thumping header clear. There'll be another throw to the hosts. Thrown for the Mustangs. Russ plays it left side for a leak. Then back to Russ. Right-hand side into space. Garner, plenty of room around him. Garner, looking left side. Looking for Vitsum. Too far for him, though. Looks to chase it down near the corner. Defender goes down. It'll be out for a Mustang throw. And they turn it back over. It's actually the William Patterson ball. Here comes the cross. And again, you make the call on this. Vitsum looking to chase it down. And apparently he got the last touch here. Let's see. Stumbling, that's hard to tell there. Another questionable decision, but the Pioneers get the ball. Headed on well by Wilson against Marquez. This time the Mustangs will get the throw. A leak. Quickly to Dorman. Played all the way back, right side for Hart. Hart looking to get it inside the box, looking for Garner. Flag up for offside against the Mustangs. Free kick upcoming for William Patterson. Just over 20 minutes to play in regulation time. Still no score between the Mustangs and the Pioneers. Jeff Hemmel with you from Mustang Stadium. Glad to have you aboard on a Sunday afternoon. That cross again from Hart, and I think Wright strayed just a bit offside. And the Pioneers in possession. Looking left wing side, looking to chase it down. Was Noel. Now the left wing side, near the corner, crossed in, came off Russ, and then hacked clear by the Mustangs, into touch for another throw to William Patterson. Throw in taken quickly. Into space, chested down, pinballing around, back out to the left hand side, Vitsum chasing down, couldn't get there. Now it's Bird, square ball. Playing it back to Londano. Londano has some space. Good foot in there at the last minute. That finds Pereira with a shot. Came off the foot of Dorman. And now back the other way come the Mustangs. Sari Arglu. Good tackle to get the ball. Came out of play. It'll go the Pioneers' way. Pioneer throw near their own bench. Headed on by Diabagati. Sari Arglu. Rebounded back to Diabagati. Londano. Diabagati knocks it out for another throw to the Pioneers. Pioneers with the ball. Left wing side looking to get the cross in deep. Too far over the head of the forward, and it's out of play for a Mustang goal kick. That was Navarro. Tried to get on the end of it. Joao Navarro. Cross came in. Right direction, but just too far for the sophomore midfielder from William Patterson. Over the head of Navarro. Out of play for a goal kick. Calvin Granger coming back in for the Mustangs. Along with John Grant. Good to see him back. He's got knocked around a bit this day. Gilmanoff back in as well for the Mustangs. Here's Grant. He's been knocked out about four times today, but he's gotten back up and he's still in the game. But it comes off him last this time for a throw-in to William Patterson. Throw-in for the Pioneers. Here on the near side. Back heel there by Navarro. Finding Marquez. Now Londano. Good foot in there by Alik. Plays it left side for Vitsum. Sir Erglu has some space. Finding Wilson free. Now the Granger makes a move around. Granger in space. Looking to shoot. Good sliding tackle at the very end by the Pioneers. Still danger here. They have to get it clear. Good ball out to the right side for Navarro. Knocked out of play. Mustang throw near side. Well, Granger made a beautiful turn there, as you'll see on the replay. Sari Arglu set him up, and then the turn came past the defender, and he looked again in the space, but a good sliding challenge right at the very end, and the Mustangs again denied an opportunity. Back the other way, looking for Granger once more. Came off the feet of Hackett. Back to the goalkeeper, Diachason. Long clearance to the right side. It'll be out for another throw to the Mustangs. Coming up on 16 minutes to play in regulation time. Still looking for a goal here at Mustang Stadium. Russ. Wilson. Bumped off Pereira. Wilson right side looking for Granger. Too far for him. A rollout play for a goal kick. So back and forth we go. As both teams looking for the first goal of the contest. As we approach a quarter of hour remaining here in regulation time. Grant will play it back to the goalkeeper, Callanan. He'll get it away to the left-hand side. Too far for Sari Arglu. He'll be chased down by Hackett. Bird to Hackett. Bait it back to Siglori. Now to the left wing side. Hart had it for a moment. Tried to win it back. Foul goes against Stevenson. Free kick for William Patterson. Minutes to go. Still no score. Can the Mustangs pick up their eighth straight victory of the season? Another look at the foul. And a little challenge there by Hart. Got whistled for the infraction. Free kick for the Pioneers just inside their own half. Headed away well by Dorman. Dorman again with the header. Loose ball picked up by Russ. Swing it to the right-hand side. Too far for Gomanov. Out of play for a Pioneer throw on the far side.
Tommy!
Long throw from the Pioneers. Flicked on by Hart. Looped high in the air by Dorman. Back the other way from the Pioneers. Reversing field, looking to latch onto it is Vitsum. Foot in there at the last minute by Bird. They'll look to advance the other way. To the right wing side. Noel. Check that Pereira. We'll play it square. Left hand side for Londano. Good tackle there by Hart. Out of play for a Pioneer throw. In the corner. Long shot. Goes wide. Was never going to trouble Cowanan. And a goal kick, the result for Stevenson. Cameron Wilson coming out. Another look at the last attempt by William Patterson. And the shot always going wide. Goal kick from the Mustangs. Grant, left side for a leak. Looking up forward. Intended for Granger. Headed back away by Hackett. Garner chest it down. Garner outside the box. Tried to find Granger. Cleared away by Siklari. All the way back down. Headed away at the last minute there by Russ to the left side. Played back by Alik to the goalkeeper, Callanan. Short up the middle to Grant. And here's an interception here. Londano has room two on the side. Londano, low shot, took a deflection, came off the hands of Callanan, went off his own defender, and it's out for a corner. Well, a bad giveaway there by the Mustangs, and they almost cost him as Londano came in with two on either side of him. And then flicked the shot off a Stevenson defender, and Callanan had to get his right hand onto it to put it around the post out for a corner. So danger here for the Mustangs to defend as we take another look at that action. Londano inside the penalty area, gets the left-handed drive, and it came off of Russ, actually, and Callanan had to be sure to put it around the post. Corner for the Pioneers. Low drive. Headed on, and it's in! Right off the corner kick. And with 11 and a half minutes to play, it's a 1-0 lead for the Pioneers. And it looks like Hackett got the header onto it as we see the corner once again into the box. Leaped on there, and it looks like number 13, Hackett, got the goal. Set it right past Callanan. And with 11 and a half to go, it is a 1-0 lead for the visitors. So Hackett gets his first goal of the season. And a timely one as the Mustangs only have 11 and a half minutes to work with. And the 7-game winning streak is in jeopardy. How can the Mustangs respond? Garner plays it wide to Dorman. Right side here for the Mustangs. Taylor. Looking to go to the right wing side. Out of play. Be a corner to the Mustangs. Hackett with the goal. Londano with the assist. In the 79th minute. Pioneers up 1-0, but the Mustangs have a corner. Gilmanoff will take it. Gilmanoff. Let's see how the Mustangs respond on a set piece. Header away by the Pioneers. Cleared away just by Siklari. Hart. Left wing side. Good move there by Garner. Kept it in. Knocked out of play. Mustang throw.
Come on, Hart!
Garner with the throw. Into the box. Headed on. Out of play goal kick as the header from Taylor went wide. So So 10 minutes to go here. The Mustangs find themselves down by 1-0. Goal from Marcus Hackett off a corner kick delivered in by Juan Londano. And the visitors are threatening to end the Stevenson 7-game winning streak.
Number 23, Cameron Wilson. Number 2, Jonathan Hart.
Dia Chasen will take the goal kick. To the right wing side. Headed on well by Garner. Chested down by Granger to Martin. Came off of the defender, trying to chase it down. Too far there for Granger to keep it in. It'll be out of play. And time off as the linesman signals corner, but the Pioneers want a goal kick. Let's take a look at the replay. The pass up ahead came off Hackett and then came off Granger, but they're saying a corner kick. Corner for the Mustangs. Taken far post, headed away. Wilson gets it back in. Ball loose in midfield, looking to chase onto it. Hacked away at the last minute by Grant. Gamanoff. Into the box, Martin, chest it down there to six. Couldn't get a shot away. Looped clear by the Pioneers. It'll be a Mustang throw far side. Time a factor now as Martin couldn't get the shot off after he chested it down nicely. Mustang throw into the six. Headed down. And a foul against Stevenson. It'll be a free kick to William Patterson. So a goal off a corner kick with 11 minutes to play has the Pioneers up 1-0. Pioneers in their defensive end, looking to build. Ball back from Londano. Headed away by the Mustangs. Wilson. Picked off by Londano. Looking to the right-hand side. Too far for Navarro to be out of play for a Mustang throw. Time is of the essence for the Mustangs. They have less than 8 minutes to work with. Down by a goal. Grant. Right-hand side for Russ. Garner. Nice turn. Has space to work with on the right-hand side. Garner with some help up front. Garner makes the move. There's a tackle and a foul and a free kick upcoming for the Mustangs. And a yellow card for Siklari. Third yellow of the match to the Pioneers. And the Mustangs will have a golden opportunity here with a free kick. Another look at the replay. Strolling along here.
William Patterson, yellow card.
And then the tackle.
32-36 to number 27.
Tripped up.
Sebastian Siklari.
And Siklari hauled down Garner. And the Mustangs with a dangerous position here with a free kick. 7.5 minutes to go. William Patterson up by one. Goal kick, just about 30 yards out. Four in the wall for the Pioneers. Three standing around the ball for the Mustangs. And the Pioneer is in the mix with the Mustangs as well. Now he has to go back off, obviously. So it's three choices for the Mustangs, Siri Arglow or a leak. And I believe Hart is in there as well. Let's see who takes it. Siri Arglow leaves it for a leak. Short ball to Siri Arglow. Takes the shot, and again it hits the outside of the woodwork. And that's about three times that the Mustangs have hit iron. And they cannot buy a goal today. Siri Arglow with that chance. A beautiful leave there by a leak off the free kick. And inside the penalty area, Siri Arglow, tight angle. And actually it hit off the back stanchion of the net. But still another near miss by the Mustangs. And 7 minutes to go, they're still down by a goal.
Russell, number 16, Jao Navarro. And for Stevenson, number 6, Adam Diabagati.
Mustangs looking to get the goal back. Diabagati. Wilson. Hacked clear there by Bird. All the way down the field. Russ had to be careful. Picked off by the Pioneers. Came off Grant. Back the other way. Pioneers, low drive. Straight at Callanan. He'll distribute it quickly. Marquez had that earlier shot. Back the other way come the Mustangs. Martin looking for Sariaglo. Headed away. Near the sideline. Kept in play. No, it went out. Mustang throw in on the near side. 6 minutes to go in regulation. Pioneers 1, Mustangs nothing. Another ball out of play to the Mustangs. Alik will get the throw. Headed back out. Alik. Played it off Conti. Another throw on upcoming for the Mustangs. 5.5 minutes to go. Shots 13-7 for the Pioneers. They lead by a goal to nil. Diabagati settles it down. Played it back to Alik. He looks to cross it in. Too far for Granger. Loose ball in there. Gilmanov was giving chase, but held well by Mike Diajason. Eight shots in the second half by the Pioneers, just two for the Mustangs. And that looping cross again by Alik over the head of the defender. Gilmanov was looking to latch onto it at the end. Diachason thought he was run into. Don't think there was much contact there. But Diachason gets the ball back in play with a looping kick downfield. Now a foul against the Mustangs. Garner not happy. Free kick for the Pioneers. Taken short to the left wing side. Russ. Given away to the Pioneers. Londano has the assist on the goal. Crossed ahead. Cleared by Martin. Back the other way, Sariaglo. Looking to get some speed. Sariaglo, left wing side. Trying to win back possession. Battled for at the sideline. Sariaglo kept it in, but gave it away to Conti, and hacked back down by Bird. Pioneer fans making their voices heard as we approach 3 minutes to go in the game. Pierre. Right-hand side for Londano. Near the corner. Shattered by Alik. Knocked out of play by Martin. They'll concede the corner.
William Patterson.
Pioneers will have a corner kick here on the near side. As we have 3:27 remaining in the second half. William Patterson up 1-0. Goal in the 79th minute off a corner kick. Has the Pioneers up in front.
Own that ball, Lord, own it!
Let's go, Lefty!
They need a target on top!
And the referee going over to the Stevenson bench. And looks like Coach Pleviak may have been booked. Might have been something he said to the officials, but referee Corson Fiddler did walk over and look like either he flashed it to Coach Pleviak or the bench. I think it was Coach Pleviak because he was standing right by where Fiddler went to walk. So Stevenson booked, and now a corner for the Pioneers. Out swinger, headed down. Rolls out for a goal kick to the Mustangs. Just over 3 minutes to go. Coach Pleviak's squad looking to maintain that 7-game winning streak. It's in jeopardy now as they're down by 1-0 with 3 minutes to go. Here's Callanan. Booted down the right side. Chested by Garner. A big collision there against Russ. Out of play for a throw into the Pioneers.
Yellow card issued to the Stevenson bench. Time of the fraction, 86-33.
Time off now as the Pioneers down. That was a yellow to the Mustang bench, so first yellow of the match to Stevenson goes to the bench. Three yellow cards in the game to William Patterson. And the Pioneers will have possession here with 2:49 remaining in the second half. William Patterson up 1-0. So what can the Mustangs conjure up here as they are 3 minutes away or so from seeing their seven-game winning streak snapped, unless they can get a goal here before regulation time. Throw-in was picked off by Garner. Sirago looking to chase it down. Ball pinballing around. Came back to Garner. No foul. Play continues on. Here's Wilson through the center circle. Wilson looking center. Cleared away by the Pioneers. Garner looking to chase onto it. Keeps the ball at his feet. Garner to Sariarglo. Gets it out right side to Diabagati. Or check that. Right. Or Cisse, rather. I beg your pardon. Cisse. Right wing side. Gets the cross in. Came off the foot of Palmer. Hacked back down the left wing side. Pioneers can try and break. Header won back by Russ. 2 minutes to play in regulation time. Russ. Right side for Cisse. Back to Russ. Play continues on. Pioneers appealing for a foul. None coming. Out of play. Goal kick. Goal kick the result as time ticks down to 1:45 remaining. Another run here by Russ. Foot came off there and arguably may have came off Palmer last. But again, the Pioneers get the benefit of the doubt and a goal kick upcoming with less than 90 seconds to go. Low drive, picked off by Cisse. Mustangs won't have many more opportunities to come. Cisse, Wilson, headed away. They're down the right-hand side, Pioneers looking to break. It's a one-on-one battle here, picked off to the right-hand side. Arevalo with a chance, high and wide, into the netting behind Ryan Callanan. He wants a ball, and he's trying to convince the runners to get the ball into him as the ball went behind the net. Another look at the breakaway here by Arevalo. Just blasted it high and wide. Mustangs have to hurry now with 45 seconds. Headed all the way back down by Pierre. Russ on the right wing side. His cross was deflected. Russ gets it up ahead to the right wing side. Looking for Granger. Knocked out of play by the Pioneers. Actually to the sideline. It's kept in play. And then a heavy challenge. And now a fracas near the Pioneer bench. As both Diabagati and a Pioneer player went up in the air. And some words exchanged. Diabagati being escorted out. And we'll see what happens here as both sides now a little pushing and shoving at the end. And this won't end well. The coaches will have to get in the middle of this as Coach Plowiak is trying to get both sides separated here. As tempers are under fire here with the last half minute to go. Diabagati was in the initial collision. He was pulled aside by the referee Fiddler. We'll take another look at the replay. Well, actually, that's the aftermath of the fracas. But we'll see if any cards are issued. It looks like a card was issued there to a Mustang player. I think it might have been Cisse picking up the yellow. We'll get confirmation of that. But tempers are getting hot here as the Pioneers have a 1-0 lead with less than half a minute to go. John Plowiak out on the field trying to calm down Cisse. So the Mustangs, again, trying to hang on to that seven-game winning streak, but it looks like that may have fizzled out as there's just 27 seconds remaining here in the game.
Stevenson yellow card issued at 89-33 to number 28.
Pioneers get it ahead, hit it away by Russ, out of play for a throw-in. Cisse did pick up the yellow for the Mustangs. Time ticking away now, 15 seconds to go. Pioneers throw it into the corner flag.
10.
Worked by Aravalo.
8, 7,
Mustangs with the game
6,
control.
5,
out of play.
4,
free kick to the Mustangs, but that will do it. And the Mustangs will see their 7-game winning streak snap as William Patterson comes in and defeats the homestanding Mustangs by a score of 1-0. It was a goal in the 79th minute off a corner kick. Juan Londano set it up. Marcus Hackett put it away. And that was the only goal of the game as the visiting William Patterson Pioneers get a 1-0 win. They improved to 4-3-1 on the season. The Mustangs, with their first loss in 8 games, now drop to 8-2 on the season as they begin this 5-game homestand at Mustang Stadium with a defeat. So we'll take a timeout and get you the second half stats and highlights from Mustang Stadium. Final score here at Mustang Stadium, William Patterson Pioneers 1 and the Stevenson Mustangs nothing. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
Follow Stevenson University Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Go Mustang Sports. Check out videos, audio features, and the latest updates from Stevenson University's 27 sports, powered by GoMustangSports.com.
What does it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to an ordinary day? It means your family's celebrating the 5th of July. It's turning the living room floor into the best seat in the house. We're spending a weekend losing your voice while finding it. It means sitting down with a delicious Coke and interrupting the interruptions. After all, there are 364 other days that would love some fireworks. So grab an ice cold Coke and make any day a holiday. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
There are podcasts. Then there are podcasts.
The Baltimore Orioles seem to have a tight grasp on the AL East.
I love the fact you didn't mention the Boston Red Sox, all tucked away down there.
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Dean Ambrose is becoming a greaser.
Like them on Facebook or follow them on Twitter at BSportsFree, the number 4-all.
I'm Ray Atkinson.
I'm Josh Hall.
The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, exclusively on SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Something I discovered to myself is that if I have a goal, I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you're primarily a student athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
Back to Mustang Soccer on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to Mustang Stadium. Final score, William Patterson 1, Stevenson nothing. The Stevenson winning streak ends at 7 today after the Pioneers defeat the Mustangs 1-0. Take a look at the final stats from today's game. The Mustangs losing by a score of 1-0. Pioneers outshot the Mustangs 13-8 overall. 8 shots in that second half for William Patterson, 3 for the Mustangs. 5 shots on target for William Patterson, 3 for Stevenson. Saves four for Ryan Callanan in the Mustang net. Three for Mike Adiachasen in the Pioneer net. Quarter count was even at six apiece. Two offsides for the Mustangs. None for William Patterson. Foul count total of 11 for Stevenson and seven for William Patterson. The only goal of the game scored by Marcus Hackett in the 79th minute, assisted by Juan Londano, a header off a corner. And that is the difference today as the Pioneers come into Mustang Stadium with a 1-0 win, over the Mustangs. Five yellow cards in total for the game, three against William Patterson, two against the Mustangs, including a bench yellow card. And then Denzel Cisse got one late in the game after a little fracas broke out near the William Patterson bench. But overall, the Pioneers come into the Mustang Stadium and defeat the hosts 1-0, ending the Mustangs' seven-game winning streak. Pioneers with a record now of 4-3-1. Mustangs fall to 8-2. Take another timeout. Get you back here for second half highlights and the upcoming schedules for both teams. Pioneers 1, Mustangs nothing is your final here today from Mustang Stadium. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
What about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Back to Mustang Soccer on the Mustang Sports Network.
Jeff, I'm back with you at Mustang Stadium. Final score today, William Patterson 1, Stevenson nothing. Let's show you the second half highlights from today's game. And the Mustangs were scoreless at the half with the Pioneers, and they looked to change that early on, but the Pioneers came back in their own half, and the cross came in there from Bird, and Callanan was able to reach up and grab the save. A few minutes later, Carlos Arevalo had to make the turn, get a little give and go here with his forward partner. Back to Arevalo, and a shot as he's falling away made it a little hard to get the power behind it, but Callanan made the save. Then down at the other end, Mustangs with a chance. Off the corner kick, headed down, and then a little flick on here by Wright came across, and the goalkeeper, Diachasen, was able to get there to keep the Mustangs from scoring. And here's the goal for the Pioneers with 11 minutes to go. The corner from Londano and the header leaping up there by Hackett. Headed at top right corner past Callanan. Nothing much the goalkeeper could do about it. And that was it. The Pioneers with the goal came into Mustang Stadium today and defeated the Mustangs 1-0, ending the Mustangs' seven-game winning streak. Mustangs falling to 8-2 on the season. Pioneers improving to 4-3-1. One more timeout for you, and then we'll come back and get you the upcoming schedules for both teams, and we'll preview our next broadcast here on SFMSports.net and SUTV. Final score here today from Mustang Stadium in the men's soccer, William Patterson 1 and Stevenson nothing. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is Mustang Soccer from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to Owens Mills, everybody. Full time here at Mustang Stadium. William Patterson 1 and Stevenson nothing. Let's get you the upcoming schedules for both teams. First, for the visiting William Patterson Pioneers. With the win today, they improved to 4-3-1. Their next game up against Rutgers Camden on the 24th. Then they face Ramapo on the 27th. And then to start October, three games against Montclair State, Richard Stockton, and St. Joseph's of Long Island. The Pioneers with the win today, 4-3-1 now on the season as they end the Mustangs' seven-game winning streak. For Stevenson, as I mentioned, it's the first game of a five-game homestand, and their next game will be coming up on Tuesday against number six-ranked Franklin and Marshall. That's a 7 o'clock start on Tuesday for the Mustangs. They follow that up with a home game against Wilkes on the 27th, and then two more in October against Arcadia and Hood, and then they start a road trip, actually just a one-game road swing on October 11th against Widener. So the Mustangs' seven-game winning streak has ended, and they fall to 8-2 on the season. Next game, as I mentioned, Tuesday against Franklin and Marshall. Our next broadcast, as I mentioned, it'll be the men back here at Mustang Stadium. 2 days from now, on Tuesday, September 23rd, they'll be facing number six-ranked Franklin and Marshall at 7 p.m. here at Mustang Stadium. Again, 7 o'clock Tuesday for the men against Franklin and Marshall here at Mustang Stadium for our next broadcast here on sfmsports.net and SUTV. Well, that'll just about do it here from Mustang Stadium. I'm Jeff Hemmel. Thank you for joining us. For Joe and the crew, we hope you enjoyed today's game, and we'll see you back on Tuesday as the men take on Franklin and Marshall here at Mustang Stadium. Final score here in Owings Mills, Stevenson has their seven-game winning streak snapped as they fall to William Patterson 1-0 here at Mustang Stadium. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.
This has been a presentation of Stevenson University Soccer on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net. This multimedia broadcast was powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Buffalo Wild Wings. Get game recaps, watch archive videos of this broadcast, and the latest stories at GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics.